In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the last Sunday of the blessed month of Kiyak, and the reading today is about the birth of Saint John the Baptist and the prophecy that the Holy Spirit spoke on the tongue of Zacharias with. And we can see that this old man, when he opened his mouth, then he spoke about the newness of life that we are all going to experience in Christ Jesus. He said these words, that being delivered from the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. These few words, one or two sentences, are summarizing before our eyes how we ought to set our minds, being born again through the Holy Spirit and the water, how we should be conducting ourselves in our sojourn here on earth. It summarized before us how a Christian person should be living, the understanding of the relationship between God and man, us working with Him in order for us at the end to attain the salvation promised. The first thing that we see here is God's part, that He is the one who delivers us from our enemies, being delivered from the hand of our enemies. It's very strange how the church in its wisdom portrays before our eyes in the sacrament of baptism, how the priest prays that God will clean this child who is going to go inside the water, to clean him from all unclean spirits. Even in part of the sacrament, the priest breathes in the face of the child and says, "Come out, O unclean spirit." This is the understanding of us as Christians, that when we are born, still sentenced to death because of the sin of our father Adam, we are still in the hand of the enemy. The Lord, when He came and He allowed us to be able to die with Him in baptism, by then we are to be freed from the hands of our enemies. How much also we find security and protection in the sacrament of the Holy Communion. People who take it lightly and refrain from taking communion for many, many months or sometimes years under this deceptive idea that I am not worthy, I should not partake until I am ready. And then we keep on waiting and waiting, and days and months and years go without us coming and partaking. We are, by doing this, actually putting ourselves in the hands of the enemy, being vulnerable and being not protected or shielded within this protection that given to us in the body and the blood. God is the one who delivers us from our enemies. This is the thing that He does with us all the days of our life. He is the one who delivers us also from the enemies that make us to be enslaved to our habits, that sometimes we all struggle in order to get rid of a certain habit that we acquired in a certain time of our lives. We keep on trying and trying and trying, and we fail because most of the time we are trying on our own, thinking that I am the one who is going to deliver myself. I am the one who is going to break the chain. Actually, it is God, and it will always be Him, the one who is able to deliver us from our enemies. As a response to this, when we are freed from the hands of our enemies, then we are called to serve the one who redeemed and freed us. Everyone who feels this call, who understands what God has done with him, moves with a holy zeal towards serving the children of God. Everyone who feels like, now I am set free, I owe my freedom to the one who freed me, and the way I return this debt is by serving God's people. Being freed, we serve our Redeemer and His people, as Zacharias said, that being delivered from the hand of our enemies might serve Him without fear. Service is a sign of a person who understands and appreciates what God has done to him. It is the normal response that whenever I feel like God has done all of this to me, then I move with this zeal in my heart toward serving God. Serving God is always in His people. Don't ever think that you can serve God away from His people. Sometimes we have this idea that I want to serve God, but I don't want it to be around God's people. They are the cause of all the troubles and offenses that I am incurring. Sometimes people think that I wish if I go to a place where none exists, and then I will be serving God. Our salvation is so much related to those people around us, even those people who are causing the most trouble to us. We cannot be saved alone, my brethren. There is no way we can go and travel our way to God thinking that we can serve Him away from His people. So being delivered, then we might serve Him. In which spirit? By which attitude? Serving God without fear. Fear, the main enemy that we keep on struggling against all the days of our journey here on earth. Fear that makes us and hinder us many times from serving God truly. Fear from failure, from tomorrow, the unknown, from others, from death. We struggle with fear at all times. But us understanding that we are delivered by Him, we will be able to serve without fear. We cannot get rid of fear unless we put our trust in Him, trust His leadership, knowing that He is in control. He is the Almighty, the Pantocrator, as we call upon Him at all times. Without fear, we will be able to serve Him. If fear overwhelms us, eventually it will lead us away from Him. Fear from tomorrow, what is going to happen, and my life and my career, and I might be in need, this will always keep me away from serving God. I will be overwhelmed always with trying to secure myself, or secure the children whom God gave to me, or secure their future. Fear from others will make a boundary between us and other people whom are we called to serve. Fear from failure will make us all the time obsessed about is God happy with us? Will He accept us or not? Thinking all the time that we have to attain a certain condition in order for us to be able to serve and help us. Fear from death make us worry and about what is going to happen, what if. When we truly put our lives in His hand, we trust in Him, then we will be able to serve without fear. Then, serving without fear in holiness. The inner life of all of us, this is the heart that God is expecting and waiting for all of us to offer to Him. St. Paul also says the same meaning in his second epistle to the Corinthians. He said, therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. القداسة التي بدونها لا يعين أحد الله. Holiness that without it we cannot come to see or to know God. Serving God sometimes also make some kind of anesthesia over our consciences. I serve God and this is enough. So the inner life, I don't have to work on it. I feel secured in just serving. The appealing of the service, how people commend me when I serve and say that you are doing this and this and this. So we come sometimes to this feeling of, I don't have to work anything on the inside. Serving without repentance, without holiness, will make us to end up into acquiring some kind of an ego and pride that will endanger our salvation. Service with repentance will be a crown over the head of people who serve. In holiness, the inner life that we should be struggling at all times to cleanse from all filthiness. There is no way that we can truly come to this holiness without perfecting the virtue of prayer and communication with God. We will keep on talking and listening to sermons over and over and over. We will spend all of our lives just like trying with no avail if we do not know how to pray. If I do not know how to feel comfortable in my room where I stand and pray, I cannot and no one can attain holiness. Don't waste your time trying to perfecting a virtue away from this way of prayer. As one of the saints said that if anyone ignores prayer and thinks that he has another way to be saved, he is deceived by the demons. This is very, very true. Virtue is not to be acquired just by being decent or fulfilling a certain requirements by the community or understanding of what a good person might be. Holiness is something above and beyond this by far. Holiness is the status of a heart, a person who is too pure and feeling troubled even when he transgress. Holiness is something that inside, it's not outside, it's not something that, yes, it's going to be reflected on how we behave, but more and more it is something inside. We cannot come to this holiness unless we know how to acquire it from God in prayer. So being delivered from our enemies might serve Him without fear in holiness and righteousness before Him. What is the difference between holiness and righteousness before Him? Holiness is the inner part of purity. Righteousness is the outward, where holiness will make us to live in the sincerity of heart. It will be reflected in how we deal with one another. If I think that I am a holy person, or I'm trying without this being reflected in how I behave, how I conduct myself, how I live among people, then there is something that's still missing. Righteousness is the sincerity reflected in my behavior. St. Paul says to the Ephesians, bond servants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in sincerity of heart as to Christ. Being obedient to their masters is a virtue. How to do it? We can do this outside, from the outside. But to do it with sincerity of heart, this is righteousness. Let us apply this on the relationship. For a wife to respect her husband before him, this is good. To respect him in her heart and even away from him, speaking about him in a positive way, this is sincerity, this is righteousness. For a man to be faithful to his wife while she is watching over him, this is good. To do this while she is not watching, to observe even his thoughts, to keep this faithfulness even while he is not seen by her, this is righteousness. This is sincerity of heart. We can apply this on all of the virtues. And this is what is requested and expected from us. Being delivered from the hand of our enemies, you might serve Him without fear in holiness and righteousness before Him all the days of our life. All the days of our life, not for a certain time. Not while I feel like now I'm close to God and I'm willing to try. Even if you do not feel like, we are still requested to do what we are supposed to do. If we think that we will always feel motivated to pray, then we have something that needs to be adjusted. My brethren, this is not the case. Many times we still have to stand on our feet and to stretch our hands and to pray while we are totally not motivated and discouraged, and we have all the reasons from the human aspect just to sit or sleep. All the days of our life, persevering to do what we are supposed to do. The difference between those people who are going to make it to heaven and those people who will come short and fall short is that how much they were able to persevere. Many people can start, but not many can complete to the end. That's why the Lord said, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. Endurance to the end. doing what I'm supposed to do, even if I'm not motivated to carry it on. This old man, Zacharias, is telling us a principle that tells about the relationship between God and man in the story of our salvation. What he's saying here, unfortunately, now in our contemporary time, is totally denied by people who are calling for salvation in a minute or a moment, and then once saved, always saved. You don't have to do anything after you accept Christ by your mouth. This is not what the Holy Spirit is telling us. This man is saying to us that there is a kind of a mutual relationship between God and man. The story of the salvation of every one of us is God working, taking the initiative to deliver us, and then us, when we are delivered, we might serve Him without fear in holiness and righteousness before Him all the days of our life. To God is the glory forever and ever. Amen.